Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta says he will not recognize a ruling by the International Court of Justice. The judgment largely favors Somalia in a long-running maritime border dispute. At stake is control of a 100,000 square kilometer section of the Indian Ocean. It's rich in oil and gas. Kenya says its maritime border should be drawn in a straight line eastwards, parallel to the line of latitude. But Somalia says the border should expand southwards, extending its land border.
Kenya should instead see the decision of the court as an opportunity to strengthen the relationship of the two countries and the collaboration of their neighboring people. Somalia did not choose to be a neighbor with Kenya, but it was the willing of the Almighty God so that we're forced to live as peaceful neighbors. Somalia was committed to that forever and welcomes it now.
The decision is, in the circumstances, a zero-sum game, which will only strain the relations between our two countries. It will also reverse the social, political, and economic gains and potentially aggravate the peace and security situation in the fragile Horn of Africa region.
Al Jazeera's Catherine Soy has more now from Nairobi.
This statement by Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta comes as no surprise. Even before the court ruling, government officials had been saying they will not respect it, somewhat anticipating the outcome of it. They say that they will defend, Kenya will defend its territory. They will not give up an inch of it. We've also heard from President of Somalia, Farmajo, who says that this is an opportunity for the two countries to sit and talk. It's very unclear to see whether Kenya is willing to take that position right now, because they have held a very hard-line position. If you remember, Kenya withdrew from this case back in March, and now it has said that it will not respect the decision of the court. The court does not have the jurisdiction to enforce its ruling, so it's going to be very difficult to see what's going to happen going forward. The court's ruling, however, is final. The decision of the court is final, but then any aggrieved country can go place its grievances to the UN Security Council. So a lot of people are waiting to see what's going to happen going forward. Is there going to be a push for more talks between the two countries? Is Kenya going to soften its stance a bit? But at this moment, Kenya says it will not respect the court decision, and it will do anything to protect its boundaries.